भगवद गीता 7.27 इच्छा द्वेष समुत्थेन द्वंद्व मोहेन भारत सर्वभूतानि सम्मोहं सर्गे यान्ति परन्तपः। इच्छा द्वेष समुत्थेन, इच्छा इज डिजायर और इन्फैचुएशन अट्रैक्शन, द्वेष एवर्जन, समुत्थेन विथ इट विथ डिजायर एंड एवर्जन, द्वंद मोहेन भारत विथ दीज टू ड्युअलिटीज, द्वंद मोह सर्वभूतानि सम्मोहम, ऑल लिविंग बीइंग्स सम्मोह, दे आर डिल्यूटेड लाइक दिस सम सर्गे यान्ति परंतप, सर्गे यान्ति दे टेक बर्थ, सो हियर कृष्णा इज स्पीकिंग अबाउट हाउ द सोल्स कम अंडर इल्यूजन। In the previous verses, in the 25th verse, he has stated how because of being covered by Maya, the souls cannot know him. That is 25th text. 26th text was that he himself is not under Maya. He is omniscient. Vedaham samatitani vartamanani cha arjuna bhavishyani cha bhutan mam tu vedana kashchana, that he knows everything, past, present, future. So, just as the sun is above the clouds and people are below the clouds, so these clouds don't cover the sun, the clouds cover the people who are under those clouds. Similarly, Krishna is not under illusion, we are under illusion. The question comes up, how did we fall under illusion? Krishna says that it is because of our attachment and aversion. Ichha dvesha samuthena. So, when we take birth, sarva bhutani sammoham sargeyanti. Sarga refers to creation or beginning or birth. So when we are born, we have the attachments and aversions from our previous life. And those attachments and aversions affect our conduct, our behavior, our character in this life. They shape who we are. Just as when we If we work on a computer and then after working on the computer for some time, we make an email ID and we surf on the net using a browser and all these things we do. And after that, when we shift to another computer and then log into that computer using our email ID, at that time we'll find that our bookmarks, our search preferences, and our search history, all that is, it becomes connected with that computer because it is associated with that particular email ID. So similarly, just as there is transfer of information from one computer to another computer, when we shift from that computer to the next computer, similarly, there is transfer along when the soul goes from one body to another body, there is transfer of the soul's preferences. From one body to the next, the soul, whatever attachments and aversions it has, they go from one body to another. And in this way, the soul takes birth. So Krishna is talking about this Ichchadvesha, Ragadvesha. Earlier, in the third chapter, when he stated 3:33-35, he talks about his analysis. That time he states that Ragadvesha, Indriyasya, Indriyasyarthe, Ragadvesha, Vyavasthita, Payor, Navashama, Gachet, Tauyasya, Paripanthinau. He says, Indriyasyarthe, between the senses and the sense object, Ragadvesha, Vyavasthita, that there is attachment and aversion which is already situated. Vyavasthita, they already, it is there, the senses are attracted to certain things and they are averse to certain things. And tayor navashama gachet, one should not come under the control of those attachments and aversions. Tauyasya paripanthinam, they are obstacles on our path. We need to break free from them. We need to go beyond them. So here Krishna is stating that these attachments and aversions, they are there with us from our birth itself. Later on Krishna will talk about the divine and demoniac nature in the 16th chapter. And there also he will use a similar theme while enlisting qualities. Abhijatosi Pandava. Abhijatosi means that we are born, jata, we are born with these qualities. Some people are born with a divine nature, some people are born with a demoniac nature. But one of the most hope-giving and defining teachings of the Gita is that our destiny is not a slave of our biology. Our destiny is not a slave of our biology. That means biologically, we are driven towards certain actions. By biology, we can include not just the physical drives for eating, sleeping, mating and defending. Yes, all animals are driven by those drives, and we human beings also have those drives. And we cannot entirely resist or reject them. But we do have the higher intelligence and the greater willpower by which we can resist or at least regulate. We can resist those aspects of these drives that are unhealthy and regulate them so that our energies are wisely channeled. Yes, we all have to eat, but we can regulate our eating so that we take food that is sanctified by offering to Krishna. We can take food that is favorable for the raising of our consciousness. And thus we can move out of the illusion which we presently are in. We'll see that Krishna will talk about this theme of coming out of illusion more in the next verse. In this verse, the theme is that we are born with a certain set of attachments and aversions. At a very gross and broad level, we can say that we human beings have an aversion for excreta, especially human excreta, and all excreta in fact. But say hogs have an attachment to that excreta. So how does this come about? This is Sargeyanti Parantapa. Sargeyanti, this is born, we are born with it. And this is what we get. And this attachment and aversion, through this example, we can understand that this is not bad for us, it's not necessarily bad. Now, certain things which we are averse to, they are also biologically arranged in such a way that things which are harmful for us, we are often averse to them. But our biological drives do not always discern correctly what is the best for our spiritual growth. And that's why we need to use our intelligence guided by scripture to know what is right and what is wrong. And then we can act properly. So, Icha, Dvesha, Samutthena, with attachment and aversion, Dvandva Mohena Bharata Dvandva Moha. Dvandva Moha means, oh, I like this, I don't like this. This is good, this is bad. This is duality. Actually, for the soul is transcendental, at one level we could say nothing material is good because everything material is foreign to the soul's spiritual nature. At another level, if we consider matter also as Krishna's energy, then we see material things in terms of their potential to be engaged in Krishna's service. And we don't see them, oh, that this is going to give me pleasure or this is going to give me misery. Rather than having that self-centered vision of duality, we have a devotion, Krishna-centered vision of service, of ourselves engaging in His service and of using the material resources that we have in His service and thus moving onwards in our spiritual journey. Sarva bhutani sammoham sarge yanti parantapa. So all living beings are born in illusion. Sammoham sarge, at the time of birth, that Arjuna should fight and conquer this illusion is hinted at in the usage of the honorific for addressing him, parantapa, one of the chastiser of enemies. So Arjuna, just as you chastise your outer enemies, similarly chastise the inner enemies of raga and dvesha, of dvanda moha, and stay fixed in your duty, and thus you will attain perfection. That theme of attaining perfection through diligent execution of dharma, that we'll talk about in the next verse, which we'll discuss in our next class. Thank you.